It's Monday, August 12th, 2024, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. A motorcycle rider died Friday near Hurdle. We have more info about where the fire started that burned down What the Heck Bar last month. We speak with Representative Dave Armstrong, who is seeking a third term in the State Assembly, and watch out for scammers making fake friend requests on social media. Good morning, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. A motorcycle crash on Highway 70 just west of the casino in Hurdle has left one man dead. Burnett County Sheriff Tracy Finch said 64-year-old Stephen Stevens of Webster was riding east on Highway 70 with a group of motorcycles around 12:20 p.m. Friday. A tire on Stevens' bike blew out and he was ejected. Two other motorcycles laid down their bikes to avoid Stevens' bike. Stevens was pronounced deceased at the scene. A passenger on one of the other bikes was transported with non-life-threatening injuries. The crash was under investigation. We have more information on a fire that destroyed What the Heck Bar and Grill in rural Spooner last month. Scott Township Fire Chief Brian Oman said a commercial fire alarm alerted authorities just before 2 a.m. on July 28th. The fire appeared to start in the kitchen area and spread to the entire wood structure, preventing firefighters from making entry into the building. Scott, Jackson, and Webb Lake Fire Departments responded. There were no injuries, but the building was a total loss. Tomorrow, Tuesday, is the August primary election. Polls open at 7 a.m. and close at 8 p.m. In this primary, there is a contest between two Republicans running for the new 67th Assembly District, Dave Armstrong and Jimmy Swenson. We reached out to both for interviews, with Armstrong the only one agreeing to an interview. We spoke with him about his work in the legislature, local issues regarding workforce shortages and access to housing and health care, and his thoughts on term limits.
I don't think people should be in there for a lifetime. I think it should be people cycle through, new people, et cetera, et cetera. So I promised I would run three if I get reelected. This will be my third.
You can hear the full interview with Armstrong at 10:30 a.m. this Monday morning, on AM 1240 and 96.5 FM WJMC, and online in the news podcast at waqe.com. To see what is on your ballot and where and how to vote, go to myvote.wi.gov. Wisconsin voters have a pair of constitutional amendments on the ballot Tuesday. Bob Haig has the details.
The amendments would limit a governor's ability to spend federal funding without legislative action. Republican State Representative Tony Kurtz says voters should approve both, citing the unprecedented COVID relief money.
You got to think the state got over $4.8 billion from the federal government, and that really didn't have a lot of oversight from the legislature. And so I think it's time that we put those checks and balances back into place.
Democrats, including Governor Tony Evers, strongly oppose the measures, arguing legislative involvement could slow or disrupt distribution of funds. The majority of states do have some level of legislative oversight on how federal monies are allocated. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Democratic Governor Tony Evers is asking voters to vote no on a pair of Republican-authored constitutional amendments that would take away the governor's power to spend federal money.
The goal of these amendments are plain and simple. Republicans in the legislature want to take more power for themselves and erode the balances that exist at this time. If these amendments pass, me and any other future governor will be left without the tools they need, especially during times of crisis.
Republican-authored bills seeking similar changes have passed the Republican-controlled state Senate and Assembly, but have been vetoed by Evers. Republicans argue legislative oversight over federal funding is appropriate. Both are on the ballot in the August 13th primary election. The Wisconsin Department of Justice launches a new missing child alert. Attorney General Josh Call was in Milwaukee Thursday to roll out the system, which expands the criteria for issuing alerts.
Having a child go missing is any parent's nightmare. I think any parent would tell you that. And this alert system is one that will help us locate more missing kids in the state of Wisconsin.
The new missing child alert can be missing kids under 10 years old who don't meet Amber Alert criteria, and those under 18 with disabilities that prevent them from returning home. It was inspired by 5-year-old Prince McCree of Milwaukee and 10-year-old Lily Peters of Chippewa Falls, who both went missing and were later found dead. Keep an eye out for fake friend requests on your social media feeds. Raymond Newbert posts a story.
Better Business Bureau of Wisconsin President Jim Temmer says getting a message like that from somebody who is already on your friend list is suspicious.
Really think twice before accepting it, because once you do, they're going to see all that information that you're trying not to make available to the general public.
That can include your home address, phone number, a list of your friends, and the sort of things a scammer might want to have to make them look more believable to other people. If you think a friend may have been hacked, contact them another way to let them know. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And that's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Monday.